that exhibit tells the sort of number one story of Lawrence history, that pro-slavery, anti-slavery struggle that begins with the territorial period and ends with statehood and then is followed up by the Civil War and Quantrill's raid.
That's Steve Nowak, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Steve Nowak is the executive director of the Watkins Museum of History in Lawrence. He joins us to talk about the history and mission of the museum.
Very much the Watkins Museum has a traditional mission, which is about preserving the physical artifacts and documents that relate to history in Douglas County and in Lawrence. But more and more, the museum is realizing that just sort of serving as a repository that, you know, people might choose if they have a real interest in digging into history isn't really enough to fulfill an important role in the community and to maintain an active relationship. So we're really developing through exhibits and programs and different kinds of outreach ways to help people understand how to use history as a tool that will help them figure out ways to address issues that we are challenged by today, or to plan things so that we can, you know, avoid issues in the future or address things before they become a problem, really using examples of the past as a way to guide people through the present.
How long has the museum existed?
The museum opened to the public in 1975. Although the Douglas County Historical Society has existed for much longer. It was chartered in 1933, really out of an effort as kind of the generation that survived the Civil War and the rebuilding of Lawrence afterwards were passing away. People felt like we have to retain those stories. We have to make sure that we don't forget our history. And that inspired them to start this historical society. But they didn't have a structure of their own. They collected things. They had a room in the library when it was at the Carnegie Building. But they didn't have their own building until 1975. And the history of the Watkins Building itself is actually kind of an interesting dynamic in this this whole story. It was built in 1888, and as anyone who reads the carving above the front door will know, it was started by a man named J.B. Watkins. And he built that building so that it would be the headquarters for his company. And he ran from Lawrence a land mortgage business. The offices were on the third floor. He ran a bank. Their offices were on the second floor. And in the mosaic floor of our building, it says bank outside the lobby on the second floor and mortgage outside the lobby on the third floor. In addition to that, he actually ran a pretty extensive business empire. He had canning businesses, ran a newspaper, he ran a railroad in Louisiana, had a massive lumber operation in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And this building was his world headquarters. He had other offices in Dallas and in New York and even in London. So these days, I think we would consider him a global enterprise. Mm-hmm. And Lawrence was his headquarters, and he built a really fancy building to, I think, project the success of his business, but also to project an image of Lawrence as solid and sophisticated and stable and a good place for people to invest in his businesses. And he operated his businesses from that building until 1921 when he passed away. And management of the business passed to his wife, Elizabeth Miller Watkins. Though she never kind of set out to be a business tycoon of her own, the plan was really to methodically shut down the businesses. And that took until 1929. And Mrs. Watkins, she wanted the building there, which is at, probably should have mentioned this first off the bat, it's right downtown at the corner of Massachusetts Street and 11th Street, catty corner from the courthouse. So it occupies a really prominent place. And architecturally, it's, you know, it's a very sophisticated and very beautiful building, has lots of great detail. She wanted that building to maintain a public function of some sort. So she arranged it in her will to allow the city use of the building so long as it maintained a public function. And the city turned it into City Hall. And it served as City Hall, lots of people will even remember this, from 1929 until 1970. And when City Hall finally moved on to find, you know, larger and more suitable quarters, it left this great historical building and a desire to maintain that public purpose so that it would, you know, could be enjoyed by generations and generations here in Lawrence. And a group of civic-minded historic preservationists, they got together, raised funds, and worked with local lawyers to secure ownership of the building to the Douglas County Historical Society. And with that and the money they raised, the building was renovated, entered on the National Register of Historic Places, and in 1975 opened as a history museum. And we've been a history museum ever since.
Tell us about the exhibits. What would people find there at the museum?
Well, the museum is really now in a position of transition. So if you visit the museum, you'll see a space that is kind of half done. In 2013, we actually started a little bit earlier than that. And really in 2011, we started to look at the building, the role we hope to play in the community, the great stories of history in Lawrence and Douglas County, and did what museum professionals call an interpretive plan that really helped us figure out not only the stories we wanted to tell and the artifacts and documents we would use to tell those, but how could we best make use of the building as a museum, but also as a historic artifact in and of itself? Because the building has beautiful interior detail, exterior detail. We didn't want to cover that up with exhibits. We wanted to highlight that with our exhibits. With that interpretive plan in hand that really helped us understand how to get the most out of the building that we have, we started to develop what we call core exhibits that tell the essential stories about Douglas County's past. And in 2013, we opened a new core exhibit on the second floor. And that exhibit tells the sort of number one story of Lawrence history, that pro-slavery, anti-slavery struggle that begins with the territorial period and ends with statehood and then is followed up by the Civil War and Quantrill's raid. We know that lots of people know that or a little bit about that story in Lawrence's history, and we wanted to be able to tell that as fully as we could. We also felt that was a great opportunity to link the Douglas County story to the larger story of the Freedom's Frontier National Heritage Area, which is also headquartered in Lawrence. So we tell that story, territorial period, Civil War. We feature artifacts from the early founders of Lawrence, things that have passed down in families that survived Quantrill's raid. We have documents that relate to the early Lawrence territorial maps, articles from newspapers that covered Quantrill's raid. We have those kinds of things featured, but because the themes of the heritage area don't just stop with the end of the Civil War, they really look at the ongoing struggle for freedom. Our second floor exhibit does that as well and looks at issues of discrimination and segregation in Lawrence and what the community was like in the Jim Crow period in the early 1900s. The same things that were happening around the country were happening here in Lawrence too, despite that kind of tradition of being the headquarters of the Free State Movement and a strong union supporting community. That was kind of the way things were. And we look at those issues as they played out over the next 100 years, really into the 1960s with the civil rights and anti-war movement, and look at how people in Lawrence have stood up against what they perceived as injustice and made an effort to challenge what were considered norms and work for a better community. So we get a chance to tell that story, and it involves citizens in Lawrence, KU students, Lawrence High School students. So it's an opportunity for people to see in more recent times how the community has come together around particular issues and worked for change.
So then you move upstairs to the third floor.
To the third floor,
what's happening there?
The third floor is the halfway done part of the building. So the electrical work is done, the interior spaces have been refinished, and some of the basic structure of the exhibit has been built. But as we move forward now with the efforts it takes to raise additional funds, the space itself is ready to start accepting the exhibits. And up there, we will look at a whole range of issues that have made, as one of our board members says, made Lawrence and Douglas County what it is today. We will look at things like entrepreneurship and innovation and the early industrial development of Lawrence and its growth right after the Civil War. One would never think about Lawrence now as a manufacturing city, but people in 1870s Lawrence saw a lot of opportunity there and built nationally known businesses. We'll look at that. We'll look at the role that philanthropy has played in our community and the role that churches and social organizations and artistic organizations have played in the cultural development of the community and the role of education and our public school system and the development of universities in Douglas County. We're home to three universities, not just KU, but Haskell and Baker as well. All of them have very long histories in the county, and we'll get a chance to explore that. We'll look at something that lots of people come to us with questions about, the history of Massachusetts Street. How did it develop? How long have those buildings been here? What used to be where? We're hoping to use an interactive feature that will allow people to sort of float through time and see what Massachusetts Street used to be like. We'll look at agriculture in Douglas County. This has been primarily an agricultural county since the very beginning, and we in Lawrence live in existence kind of remote from farms and that part of the economy, and we want to give people a chance to see what that was like. Plus, we have a terrific territorial period plow that we'll get to showcase. And we'll also look at some sort of fun topics, not maybe so weighty, but it's still important in the community. We want to feature KU and sports and the other rivalry or border battle, the rivalry between KU and MU, and how it's played out over the years. And we have also learned that Lawrence has a remarkable history in film. We even hosted a Hollywood premiere in 1940. The film The Dark Command opened here in Lawrence at three theaters simultaneously because there wasn't one theater big enough to hold the whole crowd. And we also want to recognize Centron Films, which produced films that were shown worldwide right here in Lawrence using Lawrence backdrops and Lawrence residents as actors and extras. We want to be able to feature that too. And then we also have plans for what we're calling a family learning center that will use interactive artifacts, activities to help children understand a little bit more about what life was like in the past, really from the perspective of a child, how things kids did way back then prepared them for their adult lives, and also a chance for them to explore the kinds of jobs people used to have but don't have anymore. We have a switchboard from the 1950s that we're going to rework as an interactive that will allow students and families visiting to, you know, see how plugging in those different connections would connect calls from phone to phone. And we have an old-fashioned shoeshine stand, which is a job you don't see around very much anymore, but it's an example for us to show how someone could be an entrepreneur on their own and start their own business.
So, Steve, are there some new exhibits that you're working on right now?
We are. We have been working with the City of Lawrence to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the city's passage of a fair housing ordinance. July 18th is the major celebration. And we're using that occasion to debut a brand new interactive exhibit that really will complete the experience for people on our second floor. And it's an interactive exhibit that draws on our archival collections of photos and videos and documents and looks at activism in Lawrence from the 1960s really up to today around issues that are affecting our community and have been in various forms for the last 50 years. It's a great fit with this major milestone in Lawrence's history that we're celebrating, but it will be a permanent part of the exhibit and allow people to look at what people we may know and meet every day, how they have been involved in helping to shape and change the community.
Steve, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're very welcome. It's been great to be here.
Steve Nowak is the executive director of the Watkins Museum of History in Lawrence. More information and more interviews on a wide variety of topics are available at kpr.ku.edu/conversations. You can also use our KPR app to listen on your phone. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.